When did you first start noticing that there was a link between the way people sounded and the way they looked?
I think I've had this theory for about 4 years now, and when I've gone on to sort of caricature events and various gigs, not weddings, obviously you'll get the two types of people related to each of the bride and groom, unrelated people, it's quite extraordinary how their faces, I notice their faces first and then the voice comes afterwards, and it provides a link, and that's when I discovered this. And then as a shortcut, I found out that a lot of celebrities share that sort of theory, in a sense, with Judi Dench, and Samantha Bond was one of the first I noticed.
So hang on, it might not immediately strike people that Judi Dench and Samantha Bond were kind of sisters vocally, if you see what I mean, although, of course, both very distinguished in Bond movies. But you mean there's something about their musculature, there's something about their head shape that creates a certain kind of voice?
It's the head shape. I initially thought that really it's inherent in our features that we have the shape of the mouth, the length of the larynx, how the teeth are formed, the roof of the mouth, the jawline. I think these are things that we're born with. And then as social contact develops, you develop your accent, your dialect and characteristics. I was looking at the pitch of voice initially.
William, could it also be that they were trained as actresses and therefore they have a distinct timbre to their voices?
I don't think the pitch is influenced by that. I think that's basically social interaction.
But it's almost as if you could look at someone and think they had a Stradivarius sort of face, a certain construction that produced a certain tone, pitch.
I think that's something you have. It's like being born with legs and arms and so on. I think there's something there that you have which carries it through. In fact, it was almost proved to me one incident at the Sheffield event of Bango's The Theory. A lady came up to me and said, my late father lost his power of speech because he had throat cancer. He survived the operation, but his pitch of voice, the sound of his voice, was still there.